Question 1. Health. Practice 3. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
We all know about the debate in public schools about vending machines. Certainly, there are obvious health risks related to having these snack machines for students. For example, we know that junk food poses a serious risk to our children's health. An average snack from a vending machine has many more calories, especially from fat, than a healthy snack. And vending machines are convenient, allowing children to easily buy junk food and consume it anywhere. But how much do children really abuse the privilege to buy snacks from vending machines? Proponents for vending machines argue that children already get healthy meals from their homes. Eating 3 healthy meals a day is not uncommon. For example, many children in public schools eat their breakfast at home, which often consists of cereal and fruits. They will also eat their dinners at home, in which they will receive meats or fish, in addition to fruits, vegetables, and bread. Members of local school boards have also noted that these children also eat their lunches in the school cafeteria. As the school board assures, the school cafeteria provides children with a good variety of healthy food during the week. And as the vending machine representatives put it, children who receive healthy meals throughout the day will not be harmed by having a snack from a vending machine. One final point. Having vending machines at school does not mean that they will necessarily be abused. Both vending machine representatives and school board members have shown that the vending machines in schools are not available to students all day long. For example, the vending machines may only be turned on in the afternoons after school. In this case, students will not be able to fill up on sugary snacks and drinks throughout the day. Even parents who volunteer on school boards argue that keeping vending machines in schools but restricting their usage can help students learn to be responsible. Parents want their children to learn about being conscientious and taking care of themselves. If we ensure that our children continue to receive quality meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, why not allow vending machines in schools for a snack?